Inside the Beltway with the true insiders. This time around, we have Jeff Holtzman with us from Talk Radio News. Jeff, you know, I kind of fumbled a bit at the beginning because I was trying to come up with a good line to rip you with RG3. And, oh, gee, how's he going to be and how are the Redskins going to be? Let's just put it this way, pal. Bottom of the NFC East.
Wow, bottom of the NFC East. Well, maybe in the preseason, Kate. Maybe in the preseason.
All right, we'll save the trash talking as we get closer to the season. We're talking NFL and when we get through training camps. The president sometimes feels like he's at a training camp where there's some trash talking. He came out on Wednesday and really just kind of dismissed, threw them off, all these controversies that have been nipping at his heels now for the last couple of months. What do you know about what happened at the White House and some of the specifics that the president said?
Well, the president took a show on the road today. He was in Illinois and Missouri. And, you know, the purpose of the speech, and it was a very largely hyped speech. The White House has been billing it all week to try and get attention to it. And I think that the reason they wanted to do that is because they want to change the conversation. The conversation lately has involved, you know, IRS scandals involving the Benghazi investigation, you know, scandals into the Justice Department and its secret spying on journalists, scandals involving the NSA. It's just been a scandal-ridden year so far. And the White House, you know, knows that the best way in a down economy to get people's minds focused away from, you know, scandals or, you know, issues they don't want to talk about is to pivot back to the economy. It's a phrase you hear often, pivot back to the economy. And that's what the president did today. He took a show on the road. He talked about the economy, not really in specific terms, but more broadly, you know, the state of the economy and what he wants to see happen to the American economy so that it benefits the middle class and the poor. And, you know, he talked about fairness. He talked about ideas that he's thrown out there before, raising the minimum wage, creating more manufacturing jobs, making it easier for students to afford college, starting some sort of universal preschool initiative. He didn't really talk in specific terms about how he wants to get all that done. He said he'll give more speeches in the coming weeks that will flesh out more details in terms of how he plans on doing that. He did allude today, Kate, to the fact that if he can't get Congress to help him, and he hasn't been able to get Congress to help him on very many things, he might take some executive steps in terms of acting himself. We don't know exactly what that entails, but we should get more details about that in the coming days and weeks.
All right, the big stuff happening on the Hill, the House rejecting that effort, that push to curb NSA surveillance powers, I'll put it that way. How did that happen? I guess the majority of Democrats voted for the amendment to actually curb the NSA powers, right?
Well, it was interesting. Yeah, a majority of Democrats did. It was a bipartisan amendment attached to the defense spending bill, the annual bill to fund the Pentagon. The actual broader bill did pass, but the amendment put forth by John Conyers and Justin Amash, or a Democrat and a Republican, would have prevented the NSA from collecting telephone data in bulk. The NSA, the way it works, what we know from Edward Snowden, is they collect information through telecom giants, that involve telephone calls where one person is outside of the country. It doesn't necessarily matter if that person is a suspect or somebody who's who the government is probing or looking into or investigating, as long as that person is outside of the U.S. In fact, if I was outside of the U.S. right now, there's a good chance that our phone conversation would be collected and stored in some sort of data center run by the NSA. What this amendment would have done would be to compel the NSA to go to the FISA court and say, look, we want these telephone records. The FISA court then would have said, well, only if one of the participants on the call is being investigated by the government will we give you a warrant to get these records. Right now, the FISA court basically is rubber stamps whatever the NSA asks. And, you know, telecom giants like Verizon and Sprint hand over records every 90 days or so. And so this would have changed that. It failed, though. It was a close vote. I think it was 205, 210. You hardly ever see votes as close as this. But it did fail. Nonetheless, an interesting effort, an interesting measure put forth by lawmakers in the House today.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, the other big thing was we've been hearing about student loans, and finally there is a deal. Then we jump over to the other chamber, and that's the Senate. What was the scoop on that?
Well, this is something that the bipartisan group of senators agreed to last week on the student loan rates on those federally subsidized Stafford loans. The rates went from 3.4% to 6.8% at the beginning of this month. Lawmakers are scrambling for a way to get them down lower again when borrowing picks back up or school starts. And this bill does that. It ties rates to market conditions. So temporarily, those rates are going to be down below 4%. Now, as rates increase in the market, then those rates on those loans will increase as well. There's a cap built in. So if you have an undergraduate loan, your rate is capped at 8.25%. If you have a graduate loan, it's capped at 9.5%. And if you're a parent who takes out a federally subsidized student loan, your rate's capped at over 10%. So there are a lot of lawmakers who say that it's not a good deal because the rates will climb. It'll make borrowing more expensive. But there are other folks who say that this is more fair than, you know, the government subsidizing these loans at such a high cost. And also, there are some folks who say it might even discourage some borrowing. It might prevent some students and some families from taking on additional debt, and it might help them out in the long run.
Yeah. Wow, interesting stuff. You mentioned, too, when you were talking about the bulk collecting, just a quick aside here, is Washington still buzzing with the conversation about Snowden? It seems like forever. I mean, he's stuck in limbo at the airport in Moscow.
Yeah, he's very much still part of the conversation. Obviously, we learned this morning that he's gained some sort of temporary asylum, if you want to call it that. He's been given documents that allow him to leave the transit area of the Moscow airport where he's been holed up for a couple weeks. So that's an interesting development. But looking ahead, you know, the president is supposed to go to St. Petersburg, Russia to participate in the G20 summit in September. There's a lot of discussion that he might meet with Vladimir Putin on the side. He might even visit Moscow. But there are worries that with Snowden sort of on the run in Russia, that the president might not want to go now. He might still go to St. Petersburg, but he might not want to go to Moscow. The White House is not saying very much about that. They're saying they have no scheduling announcements and that sort of thing. So we'll have to sort of wait and see. It is a couple months away, but it's an added dimension to the story.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Kate. Take care.
Other big news that we're going to talk about this hour includes finally a name for that royal baby. Are you shocked George is the first name? I'm not even going to tease you with it. It was pretty much inevitable, didn't we say that? George Alexander Lewis, in fact, is the full name of Prince William's baby and Kate Middleton's baby. So how about that? Boy, they were taking bets on it. Lots of money was thrown down in England over what was the royal baby's name going to be. But the big news, I think, and what Jeff and I talked about there just briefly, is the House rejecting the push to curb the surveillance powers of the NSA. How do you feel about that, America? Does it tick you off, or do you say, hey, thumbs up, because we got to be able to cull the information, even if it's in bulk? More of that data dumpster diving is still going to happen. And the final vote, 205-217. So how about that? Rejected an attempt to stop a little bit of what the NSA was doing. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child's wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. So, baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you.
As I said, NSA, what say you, fair or foul, as far as information is concerned? Does it make you feel okay that the same old is happening? So you heard Jeff's analogy. If we were talking and he was away or I was away and we were in Europe, that conversation would be, in fact, it would probably be part of that meta data stuff. And it would just be, you know, it would just be compounded and thrown in. See, in my mind, if I'm trying to figure what it looks like, I'm thinking of a whole bunch of, you know, numbers, massive amounts of information, kind of in a warehouse. And my name's in there, your name's in there, that kind of stuff. And it's being parceled through, I guess, is the best way to put it. And that's what a lot of people don't like. And, you know, for my money, I don't like the fact that the net was cast that wide, I would agree, because it's unnecessary. So we're wasting, you know, we're wasting taxpayer dollars because we pay for the NSA. I mean, here's the thing. This is our governmental agency. And do I think, and I've said this before, do I think that everything has to be out there, that every single thing that happens in the government needs to be transparent? And, of course, the answer to that is no. That would be ridiculous. Because not everything can be flat out there served up on the table. It just can't be. And I know there's people that could fight me on that and argue and say, well, it's ridiculous, the stuff that's happening in the name of, oh, terrorism, or we're trying to stop this, you know, throw anything you want in front of it. It's a moving target. But the bottom line is, of course, not everything could be laid on the table. Of course not. But the problem is we have to be aware of what is there. We have to be aware of what doesn't work for us. And so maybe Snowden, in one way, did us a favor by announcing to the world and everybody else in between that, hey, this is a wide net that they're casting. It's not a narrow cast. It's a wide cast. So you might want to be aware of the fact that there's some people diving into your information, or they could be diving into it. And, of course, what happens is then you have General Alexander, who's runs the NSA, and others that will say, well, that's ridiculous. It's $5 billion a day, and we could never even possibly go through all of that information. It's physically impossible. No way, no how. We're not doing that. So we're just cherry-picking things. But, you know, hey, full speed ahead. Full speed ahead when you've got somebody in your sights. But how do you determine who truly is and should be on the radar and who shouldn't be? It's a tricky piece of business. It is. Nobody says that. You know, everybody just wants to take it. It's either you are or you aren't. The NSA is nasty. Their surveillance is outrageous. What they've done to us is offensive. And or you're on the other side. And it's like, hey, we're all being spied on anyway. Who cares? We need to be safe. Let's just do it in the name of stopping terrorism. We're just going to trust that they're going to do that. And really, there's no discussion of, well, geez, why can't we just be smart about this and pick a lot of this off the table and say, no, this isn't right. And then leave the other important main pieces in place. The Director of Intelligence, James Clapper, had issued a statement, of course, against the amendment that was being raised, saying it risked dismantling an important intelligence tool. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney had an evening statement that he announced at the White House and said, we oppose the current effort in the House to hastily dismantle one of our intelligence community's counterterrorism tools. Isn't that interesting? Because, wait, isn't Obama a Democrat? Oof, aren't the Democrats saying that this shouldn't be happening, there shouldn't be any of the spying on us? And so the White House then, in the evening when it's after the news stations would pick it up and maybe broadcast pieces of it, says, oh, yeah, we oppose that. That's, you know, hastily dismantling. And what he says is one of our intelligence community's counterterrorism tools. And the guy whose head is going to pop off is the guy I mentioned before, the NSA director, Keith Alexander, who says, you know, listen, he's been talking about this being thrashed around, saying this is killing us, everything that's happened, all of the things that have been revealed. It's hurt us. It's hurt our programs. So, you know, pick your poison. Which way are you going on this one? The bottom line is the Section 215 of the Patriot Act to allow the bulk collection, because it's there, of information about all Americans is in place. But the problem is interpreting Section 215. Collecting bulk information about Americans. That's what it is. That's what it's there for. That's what they're using as the reason for the backup that they can do this, the government meaning they can do this. And here's the vote. Here's the vote. You either vote for this or you don't. A more limited NSA. What do you think? So, no. The answer is, there's still the dispute, but nothing's changing. It's not moving forward. And there's so many other things that are also happening in the middle of this. I think that it's the perfect time for the administration to step around some of the controversies that they've been in the middle of. They've been trying to thwart now for a couple of months. And the Democratic Congressman John Conyers and Congressman Zoe Lofgren sent a letter to their colleagues actually on the Hill, urging them to support the measure, pushing back against arguments that it would strip the NSA of a tool to target terrorists. So there you go. I got a couple of emails from a few of you earlier in the day. One from Aman, who said, Kate, I grew up in this country and I fear for the lack of sensibility here when it comes to the NSA. Bulk collection is ridiculous on so many levels, but still there are things that will happen and probably should happen under the wire. It seems to go against my moral compass when I say that, because I would prefer as much of a transparent government as possible. It's too big, as you've said many times on your show, and out of control, and power run amok is not a good thing. On the other hand, to stop some of these threats, how could you not have some secrets in the game? I mean, it's ridiculous to think that everything and everyone who is pulled aside, searched, questioned, all of that's going to be out there. The answer to it is no, it's not going to be, and it shouldn't be, because then we're not effective. Then people will die, and people will complain, and what will we do? Have the Patriot Act Part 2, which could be even more ridiculous? Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's tough. I mean, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. But you pick one aspect of this, and you say the absolute giant mining they're doing, that's not really necessary. Because prove to me, or now at this point, if it's out there, then tell us how many really plots have been stopped with the specific information from Americans. That's what I would want to know. How many plots have been stopped in that direction? And I'm going to say probably nothing, probably hardly anything. There have been many, and there's great agents in the CIA and the FBI, so you don't want to blanket everybody, and in the NSA, that have stopped some things that we don't even know about. But that's not the excuse for doing what was done. And still you have Ed Snowden, who just hangs in the balance at the Moscow airport. Ugh. Wonder how he's enjoying that stay at the airport there. It's been, now it's, you know, a month. It's over a month. It's crazy to think about that. Oof. Unbelievable. All right, when we come back on the flip side, and you can still chime in on this too, throw in your 2 cents by all means, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Were they right to shoot this down? Was the House right to reject the effort to kind of curb the NSA's surveillance powers? What do you think, America? We're talking about a little bit more on the flip side with some odds and ends.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, this one more time. One more time. One more time.
All this amendment is intended to do is to curtail the ongoing dragnet collection and storage of the personal records of innocent Americans.
Yeah, all right, so that was Conyers, who I just mentioned before, in the House rejecting this whole NSA surveillance powers thing by cutting it down. I gave you some of the loose pieces of it, and, of course, he was heavily involved in this, and it didn't go the congressman's way from Michigan. And he wasn't alone in this. There were others that certainly lined up. What ultimately it would have done was limited amendments also to the bills because, you know, this is where amendment happy. That's what happens. And so where this goes from now on, I mean, it's really no impact whatsoever on this Section 215, which is part of what's been discussed, I think, in the past. And certainly these days it's being thrown about. America Tonight is the show you've tuned into. And Coast to Coast, I know a lot of people are still up in arms about the whole NSA deal, even if they, you know, whether they support what Snowden did, leaking it or whatever, just that, put that point aside for a second. It just comes down to this basic thing. You're an American. Is this okay with you to have this happen or not? David, San Francisco Dave. Hey, how are you?
Hey, hi, Kate. Yeah, it's, I'm glad you're raising this topic. I, When online, you can go to house.gov and see the exact breakdown of the vote. And I was shocked to learn that Nancy Pelosi and, Wasserman Schultz both voted the amendment down.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I mean, this was a very close vote. It was only 5 votes would have swayed it. And,
yeah.
And so, as you probably are aware, the Republicans are constantly trying to shoot down Obamacare. And if I remember right, they've brought it up 37 times. And it would make sense that with a close vote like this one, it should be brought up 37 times until we get this thing out of there. This is an amazing crime. And, you know, one of the things that I was interested in, I personally believe that, there are many books that are written about the saboteurs of America, people who have been trying to break apart America ever since it got founded. You know, the old Tories of 1776 were, you know, still in positions of power in many financial institutions in America from the very beginning. And in fact, Alexander Hamilton got us borrowing money from the British virtually immediately after we won the American Revolution. Alexander Hamilton had us borrowing money from them again. So, you know, the idea that these Tories have been trying to break apart America, and then the Tories got us caught up in the Civil War by tricking the Confederacy into breaking away, and they left the Klan behind to divide America. And then after World War II, the Nazis were allowed to come into America and into the CIA. So the security apparatus of America has been greatly tarnished by the actions of all of these saboteurs that are buried deep into the security state. And so the idea that they are the ones who are spying on us, and we don't have an ability to check them. You know, if you're an average congressman, you not only cannot find out how the NSA budget is being developed, but it's actually against the law for you to attempt to find out how it's going. And then, of course, there's this intelligence panel of 11 people, 11 congressmen and senators, who have knowledge. But whenever they go into these briefings, they cannot take notes, they cannot have an assistant, and then they're done. What's done to them is basically what's called a data dump. They just get this barrage for about an hour or two. They get about 250 or 500 different items, and again, they can't take notes and they can't have an assistant in there. So they may be told about something. But if they turn their head, if they sneeze, if the if something is mumbled or whispered, they can't ask questions and they can't tell us. It's actually against the law for them to tell us or to tell the other congressmen about it. And so the very idea that it's now against the law to have taxation with representation, the security state has confounded us with a law that says it's against the law for the taxpayers to learn how their own money is being spent.
I know. It's ridiculous. That part's ridiculous. I mean, it is our money. You're absolutely right. It's a pool of money from the people that are paying the taxes. Sure. Absolutely.
Sure. So essentially what's interesting with this data dump idea, most people know that, say, like if you're just a lawyer and you are trying to sue some corporation about, some pharmaceutical product or something that harms your client, then the pharmaceutical company has to disclose what they know. So instead of just releasing 20 documents, they'll give you a million documents, and then they'll give you 10 days to answer it. So there's no way in the world that an average lawyer can deal with a million documents. And so basically they try to bury the opposition with too much information.
Yeah, about those boxes, yeah.
Right. So what people who know about something like the NSA spying know, when the NSA gathers too much information, then it's all useless. So when you look at the idea that there are saboteurs who put this thing together, They're trying to bankrupt America rather than to protect it. They're trying to get us to snitch on everybody. They're trying to get us to gather so much information that everything is useless. And basically, if they're going to try to gather information forever on everybody, then not only is it too much information, but it's also extremely costly, and it probably creates all sorts of... I mean, if you look at Utah, for example, how did Utah get tricked into allowing this facility to be put in Utah? You know, the big building in the NSA that Snowden reported on is being built in Utah. And in fact, if I remember right, it's supposed to go operational in September.
I know, crazy. Yeah.
So if you look at how they got tricked, I'm guessing that, you know, since the Mormons have this idea that they can, you know, they're very much into lineage and genealogy, I'm guessing that they got kind of tricked into thinking that this is going to be some fantastic opportunity for them to prove that they're going to be the repositories of the souls of the world or something. But in the reality is, if they've got as many tens of thousands of employees, then that's going to make Utah actually like East Berlin or one of those. You remember in the former days of the Soviet Union, there were these various cities, like I think Vienna was one, where all of the spies would go. Well, it's going to make Utah a land of spies. And so you mm-hmm. won't be able to trust your neighbor. Everybody is going to be snitching on each other. The pizza delivery driver is going to be a snitching for somebody. You know, the gas station, everything that's going to happen.
It'd be disastrous.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're going to ruin the central part of the western states with a facility. And then as well, when you look at Geneva Convention, if you put a military target in a civilian neighborhood, then that makes the whole region subject to being attacked. And if you can imagine anybody who would oppose a thing like that wanting to bomb it or destroy it, then that's going to put Utah at risk. So,
yeah
they've walked themselves into
a
hill. Yeah, so the sooner we can get those five votes, the better.
I agree. They have put themselves in a precarious situation. David Well said, I've said this a couple of times, my husband actually got the book for me and read it. It was called Top Secret, and the book is all about these things that we're talking about now that are right there out in the open, and the Washington Post reporters, they had the time, and they put it together because it was information that they had, some of it, the stories they had broken and whatnot, and some of the things that David's talking about, it's all in there. It's all been laid out. So the Snowden news wasn't necessarily new. It was just very pointed. Hey, I saw it. Here it is. I looked at the information. Boom, leak. So that's what put the NSA in a bad spot. Like, you think the Russians and the Chinese and the Italians even, do you think any of those people think that we're not spying on them or trying to see what's happening or getting information? Of course they do. But to have it there in black and white and then to order, you know, who's the ones that we were the most concerned about in the pecking order, yeah, that didn't turn out so well. And then the whole mass collection of information is what I think infuriated just way too many people because they didn't really realize, even though they thought it, they didn't realize how big this whole thing was. Great call, David. If you want to throw in your two, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So the vote was 217 to 205 to defeat the proposal from, you know, an unlikely bed made up of liberal and conservative members. And, you know, this is all because of the revelations by Ed Snowden, the former NSA contractor who was stuck in the Moscow airport getting asylum temporarily from Russia and then ultimately trying to end up somewhere in Latin America. So how about that? The metadata, the stuff that we were learning about, concerned about, all of the collection of all of that information. Wow. So it stays. Nothing changes. Things have changed for a couple of people, their landscape. One of them is Anthony Weiner. What's the latest there? Oh, it's just the gift that keeps on giving for comedians. It's stuff that I swear we did not make it up. I promise you. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hello.
I think that a lot of people see this as the resignation was the end of the challenges my wife and I, my family faced, and it wasn't. I think I've been getting a pretty good response because citizens are interested in my ideas for the city and the middle class and are struggling to make it.
All right, so that's Anthony Weiner again and again defending himself, not what he got caught up in as the crazy character he portrayed himself out to be when he was being a predator on the internet, because really, it's creepy. It is. It's creepy. His wife continues to stand by her man. We've seen this act before, and I mean, actually, it's kind of sad, you know? So here you have this, her name's Huma, who worked for Hillary Clinton. So can you imagine the conversations, the off-the-record conversations there? And she's, by all accounts, this very bright, attractive woman. She's hooked up with Anthony Weiner. So, you know, then they're married. They have this son. In the middle of having this son, he's trying to say, oh, well, our marriage had some problems. So that's why I was surfing around for young women and taking pictures of my privates and going back and forth and sending them all over. I don't know, creepy to me. Maybe some people think it's okay. Hey, it's and what he comes out and says is that it's a personal matter, that it's between us and our marriage. It wasn't an easy choice in any way, but I made the decision that it was worth staying in the marriage. That was a decision I made for me, for our son, and for our family. What? I mean, there's like a big question in all of this, right? Do we care what a disgraced politician's spouse thinks of what happened? Not really. So the whole thing of getting up there, and it's like a must. You have to have the woman, the spouse with you, who's standing there while you apologize or say you made a mistake or whatever it is that you say. And there's a whole list of people who have gone down this road. We know them. One of them, as I just was referring to, Hillary Clinton. She would make that list. Gary Hart's wife would make that list. It's the whole question of what happens when this infidelity comes up with politicians. But I think with Wiener, it's just creepier. It's even creepier. It's not an affair. It's not an affair. It's trolling after young women. It's just creepy to me. And this guy's going to be the potential mayor of New York City. I mean, does he have the skills to run the largest city in our country? They think he does. He and his wife think that he has the skills to do that. He certainly doesn't have the judgment. I mean, should he drop out of the New York mayoral race? It's a joke. Of course he should. Of course he should do that. He's trailing in the New York Times latest poll by just a little bit, though. I mean, he's definitely in the thick of this. He's not out of this race by any means. So he did the thing that you're supposed to do, I guess, get the wife to go out there with you and say it's all cool and I'm standing by him and we've moved beyond that and you should too. And you know, who knows what could come out next, but just to throw in on this a little bit, segging away from the NSA for a second, why don't they get the information on him? Why did they do that? Let's dive for Congress's information. How about that? What do you think we could find out then? So, you know, in this case, I just cannot believe that there are not better people that could run a city like New York. But then, you know, you think of Bloomberg. How much time did Bloomberg waste on ridiculous things that, to me, there were other priorities that should have happened at times with the city, but he was focused on getting some big headlines for saying, oh, no more giant sodas, and trying to control sort of becoming the food police, and went through a series of other things that he focused on. That to me, if you're saying you could prove through a doctor, hey, if we get everybody in New York to stop eating donuts and stop eating big sugary drinks, man, people would have six-pack abs. It'd be great. People wouldn't drop dead. People would live to be 90, and they would comfortably pass out and go into the next world by just falling asleep. So, I mean, they must think the people in New York are all idiots, and that was the whole Bloomberg thing. And we talked to doctors and everything else there's no evidence that just pointing to that one thing, and maybe it helps you, but it's not the thing that's going to make all the New Yorkers in great shape. So my point is, a guy like Bloomberg gets in, so you go from Bloomberg for three terms because he had people vote him in again, so he could be more than the mayor twice. Now you have Anthony Weiner, who is ignoring, you heard the cat calls in the beginning there. There's some applause, but mostly a lot of boos. He's ignoring all the cat calls. He does not care. He wants to stay in the race, and he says he's going to stay in the race. And here he has his wife supporting him and being trotted out to look good in front of the mics and say, yeah, I mean, I stand by him, and this happened in the past. We've moved forward. Mm-hmm. Right. Talk to any psychologist, as we have here many times on America Tonight, and they say this is a deep-rooted problem. I mean, I said this already, we're not talking about an affair, we're not talking about misjudgment, misstep, whatever. We're talking about abuse of power. That's what that is. It's abuse of power and thinking he's untouchable. And apparently he's very touchable. All right, quickly, there is one thing I wanted to mention this hour, very, very sad. A passenger train derailed on Wednesday night. It was a very curvy stretch of a track in northwest Spain. 40 people, actually, they're saying that number's higher, maybe 60 people, caught inside some cars that just toppled. I mean, they were mangled. Dozens of people injured. The worst rail accident that they've had there in decades. They just, it's sad. Bodies covered in blankets next to the track. Rescue workers trying to get trapped people out of the trains. And some people were pulled out of broken windows. And, you know, they tried to get a pickaxe and pull people out. And, geez, just terrible. And it was, the crash happened outside of Santiago de Compostela on the eve of what is a very big festival there that attracts tens of thousands of people from around the world. People from the United States, people from other places go for this and, you know, go there for that festival. So sad that that happened. And they say it might be speed that caused it. They're investigating it, but they were talking about it looking like speed being the reason that this unfortunately happened. And it happened about an hour before sunset after the train came out of a tunnel and it derailed, like I was talking about, on that curve, and it just sent the cars flying. I mean, absolutely tumbling over each other, almost like a movie, I hate to say. There was that movie with Bruce Willis where that happened with the train, where the cars all fell over each other, and it looks exactly like that. And what a disaster. And some people were made it out, but they were really the lucky ones and the rare, rare exceptions. They were removing just bodies after bodies. So there's no official, you know, there's no official total, but it looks to be pretty high. And I was thinking back in my mind, you know, we were talking about the NSA and terrorism and stopping terrorism, and we had the Patriot Act that was voted in immediately. Remember they had the train bombing attacks in Madrid, and that happened a couple of years after 9/11, happened in 2004. And in that one, almost 200 people were killed. That was terrible. And so this has to be second probably to that. And this looks like not terror. It looks like speed, that it was a train that was traveling way too fast and hit that curve going so fast that he could not straighten it out. So it's now they're still picking through the people that are left and trying to find the people that are alive and wrapping this up the best that they can. But ooh, you see the pictures. This is radio, folks. This is like you like close your eyes stuff, you know. If any of you are listening are first responders, you know exactly what I mean. It's much different when you first get on site compared to how they ultimately cover a scene so other people aren't seeing the carnage. And there was massive, massive carnage there. Hey, any thoughts on the show? Send them to me. You can also hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to americatonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.